Jason, I was trying to be professional here and put on a professional persona.
That right there killed it.
Right.
There is no professional personas allowed during the Meltdown show.
Welcome to the Meltdown.
Pints and Pairings Meltdown.
I am your host. Right there.
So should I point at your camera or my camera?
You go ahead and point at yours.
Well, I want to be your host, though. No. I'm pointing at my co-host as being his host.
Well, so when people are watching this, they'll be looking at both of us at the same time, so we'll both be pointing at them. So, ready?
But you know, Curtis.
3, 2, 1. We are here to pump you up.
But you know, when you point at someone else, you got 4 of them pointing back at you.
4 of them? I don't know that.
Well, it's, I mean, it's technically 3 and a thumb that's kind of halfway.
I don't point with
my thumb. It doesn't cooperate, although it does bend backwards.
How are you pointing with your...
It's a little creepy. Yeah. I used to say that when I was going to hitchhike on the freeway, I'd be thumbs around, not thumbs up. Because it kind of bends.
Thumbs. I suppose mine's kind of double jointed that way,
yeah,
too. I don't know.
What a sad display of depravity. And
I'm trying to fish out a raisin out of my molar here.
This is one of the most accurate Meltdown shows we've had.
Well, literal and descriptive I was going to go for, but
that's the teacher and you're coming out.
So I went back to the Prairie Ales.
You did. I stuck with the St. Archer Double IPA. I like it. It's a great finisher. It's bitter. It's intense. It shows us that we had a strong progression of beers tonight. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with a lot of herbaceousness in your mouth at the end of a night.
The best part is looking at the monitor here and watching your deadpan face.
My seriousness? Why?
Because to me, there's a lot of wrong with herbaceousness in your mouth.
I'm just saying, like, we're in SoCal. We're on the fringe of Oregon.
Yeah, this is not the Castro district, my friend.
No, but there's a little... There's a few of those people around.
Oh, that hurt, that herb. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying. let me just fix myself.
Yeah. Why don't you fix yourself up? I wasn't sure what joint you were talking about. Let's just say it that
the
way.
Beer joint that we get our beers from, and that's the Beer Cave, Village Commons Market at 231 Village Commons Boulevard.
You rattled that off like a pro, and I am. If this is the very first episode that you've ever heard of Pints and Pairings, please just hit stop now. Go back, find one that doesn't say opener, pre-show.
And you can find them on iTunes by subscribing and getting all those past shows. They'll download immediately as soon as you subscribe.
Yeah, and they do. They show up on my phone. And then I get this little red number. Like, do you find that red dot really freaking annoying?
No, I actually don't, because it reminds me that, hey, we're moving forward and we've got great and valuable content coming to you for the Pints and Pairings.
Not necessarily from the podcasting, but from anything on your phone.
Oh, yeah,
and then you open it up, and then you feel like it should have cleared it out, but then it doesn't. And then where do you go to clear it out?
You don't know?
I don't.
Oh God, Curtis, we're gonna have to have a social media session. I'm gonna have to sit down with you. We'll trade for more studio time. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. This is partly my show too.
Right. This is your studio time.
This is true.
All right. Again, well,
go to iTunes, subscribe, get all the past shows. Use hashtag Pints and Pairings if you want to give us feedback, leave some photos, ask questions, or hashtag Beer Suggestioneers. We've had a great time tonight. We've been showcasing through our past segments of St. Archer Brewing Company right in San Diego. We've done their blonde ale, the pale ale, the IPA, the double IPA. I think the diversity that we've seen, Curtis, has been really nice. The ability to come up with some different dishes from beer style to beer style. We didn't overlap any dishes from what I can remember. And as a Meltdown show.
Except for really pizza. I mean, pizza goes with everything.
I've had this conversation with some friends and family. And the first time I made the argument, it got me some terrible looks. And I'll tell you why. I said, if I were to be stranded on a deserted island. What food would I want with me? And my wife looked at me and was like, what do you mean deserted island? I wouldn't be there with you? I'm like, that's part of being deserted. You're by yourself. But pizza and a salsa bar were in the running.
Ooh, just basic, salsa bar.
Yeah, basic tortilla chips and a salsa bar. Because pizza I love, right? But after a while, pizza, it can be really, like, almost warming in the mouth. You're like, you get bored with it.
Mm-hmm.
Salsa bar, tortilla chips, I can eat in plain. Or you got a vibrancy. You've got a diversity of, you know, you got your tomatillo, which is tangy and really light and tomatoey. You got your chipotles and the smokiness and the earthiness and a heavy tomato base. You've got really hot that just wants to pound you in the face and make you sweat. Or you've got the salsa fresca. I want a salsa bar. I could eat forever on salsa bar and chips.
The only thing that you have to add to it is either guacamole or just avocados.
I think just plain avocado, because you can mash the avocado with any of the sauces and you've got a guacamole.
And there's your protein, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And healthy fats too.
Perfect.
Done. For anyone listening who's had this argument with me, salsa bar is winning. It's right. Leading the pack for deserted island treat.
If somebody asks me that from now on, it's salsa bar with avocados.
With avocados.
Because otherwise, what are you going to do? You're just going to waste away. You'll be a stick.
You'll be a stick.
Then you need...
And
then
coconut gives you the runs.
I did not know that. Is there protein in coconut?
Watch Castaway. Gives the runs.
I want to... Actually, you know... When I was at the gym the other night.
You were at the gym?
Well, because we have a... I mean, I refer to the Y.
Wait, your best friend, Jim. Yeah. His place.
I was at Jim's.
Okay.
At the Y. There was a new reality show, and it's not new. I know this, but it's
new to you.
Naked,
it's okay.
And Naked and Alone.
Afraid.
Afraid.
Naked and Afraid. Not that I've ever seen that show.
So the first one was with Richard from... Survivor, right?
Yeah, and he's a gnarly candidate, man. He plays the game well.
Well, no matter what, he's not nervous about his body.
No, he's not. That's what I'm saying. Like, when it comes to survival and just being one with yourself and nature, mm-hmm. he's out there.
There it is. What was I going to say about that?
I'm sorry. I derailed this.
It was something.
It was profound.
Never mind.
You were talking about being at the gym.
Boom, boom, boom.
We were talking about healthy fats with
healthy
the
fats,
avocado
foods,
and the salsa bar.
Living on a desert. I like the desert.
Deserted island. And
no,
then,
I want the desert island.
The desert. But then it shifted into working out at the gym with the YMCA.
I don't know. And there was
a new reality show on TV with Richard.
And because it was surviving on a
limited diet?
That must have been.
There you go. Put a bow on it. Curtis is naked and afraid on a deserted island.
I am with a
salsa bar
underneath
plus avocado.
Underneath all these clothes, this fancy shirt I've got, I am naked and very afraid. I'm so afraid. I'm resisting the urge to do a really, really
I wish we could play sappy music, but we're on Google Plus right now.
Blair Witch. I'm so afraid.
Your father-in-law has got a whole new perspective and maybe a new judgment. That's what you get for allowing
that's
a studio
one of the
audience.
We haven't really mentioned that at all this evening.
He was wanting to stay anonymous. Anonymous.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
He wanted to not be identified up until now, but you know what? I'm concerned for him.
Well,
I'm concerned for you and the impression you're giving him right now. How many years have you been married?
I've been married for 18 years.
18 years?
There is nothing.
God, I hope there's 19.
And I knew him for 3 years before that. So, I mean, we've got a hell of a lot of years together. So
you better hope he doesn't report this meltdown show to his daughter.
If this is the first time he's seen me act like this, then that's a shame.
It was probably your wedding reception you acted like this.
No.
You're a well-behaved young man.
I tried to be.
That's because there was no St. Archer Double IPA at your wedding reception.
Yeah. It did not start with a 10%. No, there was Miller Lite at my party, at my wedding party. That was well before. I mean, I had a craft beer.
It was before you were Hophead Said.
It was. It was a long before that.
You don't seem that old.
I try to keep a youthful persona. I it's just who I am. I can't help it. You know, my brother. So here's the thing. Like, my brother's friend, a classmate of his, is turning 40 this year. My brother is turning 40 this year too, but for some reason, his friend turning 40 is harder for me to swallow than my brother turning 40 or me turning 42. I mean, I don't know what it is, but it's just It's a life.
Are you filling out the application yet?
Application AARP?
Yes, sir.
Have I gotten anything from them?
You gotta get preliminarily approved.
I don't think I've seen anything yet come to me.
Oh, trust me, it's coming. With that little bit of salt you got in that.
I know.
Pepper grind.
Here's the silly thing is, I get carded at Trader Joe's.
Well, that's because they want to make sure you're not walking out with more bottles than you're supposed to have. they see you coming like, oh, here's Hophead said. Guard the good stuff.
And it's at 8:30 in the morning because that's when I go there. I drop my kids off at school and I go grocery shopping.
In the back, in the break room, there's a little red light and a root, root, root. We got a red alert.
Look at that guy. He's picking up 22s like there's no tomorrow.
You know, talk about picking up 22s.
And I walk up with my like four bottles of wine and a bunch of beer. And can I see your ID?
They want to make sure you're allowed in the store at that point.
Here you go.
But, you know, talking about all these great booze and the double IPA we've been drinking and the bombers that you're buying from Trader Joe's at 8:30 in the morning, it all leads back to getting home safe after a great night of pints and pairings. I trust my ride and my car and my safety to We're Driving in Oxnard, California. They're on their way. They already called me and said, hey, be ready. So we're getting up close to our mark, and I want to make sure we don't lose track of them. Go to WeirdDriving.com if you're in SoCal. Check them out. They'll get you and your ride home safe. The way you wake up in the morning and everything's there. If you're not in SoCal, find a great DD service because we want to make sure that you're enjoying your pints and pairings night with a plan. That way we can see you the next pour. We've got some other cool stuff coming up, though. We've got down the road, we're trying to work with Golden Road for a nice show.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a great new sponsor with Neptune Glassworks that we talked about all night. Yuri, I know you're out of town, Yuri, but we're coming to you. We want those glasses.
There'll be some great off-site footage because we'll put together a photo shoot and a video shoot of him heating glass and melting glass.
And it's going to be a custom, unique, one-off pints and pairings glass. It doesn't exist on the market yet. We're going to use Yuri and his creativity and engineering prowess, your beer knowledge and expertise to create an awesome glass for all our pints and pairings followers, and you'll be able to get it right through the show. For me, that like made my 2014 already, the fact that we were able to bring him on board and we're going to have glassware specific to our show.
It's going to be awesome.
We had some awesome cookies tonight. Not to discount Nancy Peterson at Sunflowers on the Square. I'm on a sugar high.
There you go.
Great cookies.
And the oatmeal raisin cookie actually goes very well with the Prairie Ales.
Oh, I'm sorry. We missed that in the opening show, intro.
There it goes.
Nancy, we'll bring you a bottle.
It seemed like there was something really serious and important that I was going to talk about. Other than
just your back pills?
We're looking forward to...
Should we talk about your back pills?
Some great glassware.
Let's look ahead.
For 2 weeks, that's what it was. Is 2 weeks, it's going to be a live show at the Beer Cave. And so come on down. We're not sure what flight night it's going to be yet, and we'll get that thrown out. So follow us. That's an important reason to follow either Jason at Everybody's Hungry on Facebook or Hophead Said on Facebook.
Most definitely.
Because as soon as the event comes out, we'll post it. You'll know. This is an invite only.
Yeah. If you don't get the word from us, you're going to have to listen online.
Okay, so I'm going to totally just geek out. What had just happened right there was you came in with a Zoolander. Yeah, that was the best Zoolander impersonation. Yeah, so you've got to know us. No, seriously, that was Zoolander all the way.
I practiced at home in the mirror.
Jason practices the Magnum at home, right?
Le Tigre.
El Tigre. My timer is telling us it's done, and I think, really, we should listen to that timer.
It's the most insightful advice we've had all night, and it's from an iPhone, for Christ's sake.
Right. Time is done. Time's thank up. You so much for watching. You know, if you spent your evening with us, thank you. Thank you.
And if you're like me, you're picking cookie out of your teeth. So,
like the little thumbs up button that's down there underneath the video, if you're on iTunes and you're just listening to us on your phone. Hit a rating. Give us a rating if you
please
thought it was.
Hit it. We need the ratings because iTunes, it has a threshold and we haven't met it yet. So,
yeah, crazy
bastards. How dare you give us a benchmark to reach?
And even if you hated it, just give us a 5-star rating. Really,
we'll send you a free T-shirt because, that doesn't exist yet.
Just because of this personal plea, just give us the 5-star rating.
But in all seriousness, we do have some cool stuff coming down the pipe. We've got the glassware from Neptune Glassworks. We've got shirts coming. Hashtag beer suggestioneers and pints and pairings. Thank you, thank you, thank you to St. Archer tonight for this flight night. Really enjoyed the beers. And again, when we look at all the pints and pairings episodes we've gone through, we want to make sure that you know that we care about you and we want you to
eat, drink, and be happy.
We'll see you at the next pour.
Cheers.